Next case.
Case number 12907, Brooke and Brittany Hudson seek variances from the maximum fence height and front yard setback requirement for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Redberry Road within the Holly Ridge subdivision. The 91 address is 36815 Redberry Road in Del Mar. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 146. We have one mail return and no letters of support or opposition. In this case, the applicant is seeking a 29.35-foot variance from the 50-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed pole barn with a lean-to, and a 25-foot variance from the 50-foot front yard setback for the proposed pole barn with a lean-to. Also seeking a potential, I think it's at least a half a foot from the 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence in a front yard setback. I don't have the exact height of the fence to verify that. And I think for now that's all.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brooke Hudson, 36815 Redberry Road, Del Mar, Delaware, 19940.
Brittany Hudson, 36815 Redberry Road, Del Mar, Delaware, 19940.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello, how you doing?
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. So I am seeking to get a pole barn on the south side of my house. My lot is unique due to its size and shape and being non-square, whatever you want to call it. I actually was not under the assumption, I did not know when we bought this lot, that the entire edge from the entire side all the way around was considered my front yard. Did not know that, sorry. We built our house, of course, Insight Homes. They told me after this that my house was at 49.9 feet from the front yard. And up here is 55. They said this was actually 50 also, which I think on their permit had 40 at one point. In addition, I got a fence permit for us to put up ourselves. And on those setbacks for the fence permit, it says the front is 30, and then the long side was actually 15 on the permit I have already. In addition, the pole barn, since my lot is a regular shape, the front of it, yes, of course, does will stick out closer to the road than the back of it, because it's like a pizza shape. In addition to my property line, there's also another 16 feet of property between my property line and the edge of the road, which is a large, like, wide V ditch. With that, the reason for the size of my pole barn, the lean-to is going to face my now existing pool, which is directly behind my house, so that we have some cover from the sun. In addition, the size of the pole barn is for solar panels to go on the south-facing roof. I don't think anything else I need to go over.
I was just going to say that the fence height, I believe, is 4 foot, simply because we have a pool in our backyard as well. So, of course,
for pool clothes.
Yes, and then in addition, when we originally had gotten our fence permit, we were building it within the permit lines that, you know, we were given, according to the permit and the height sides for the pool.
Questions?
So you said, so you've got 40 foot or 50 foot setback, and then you said you thought you had 16 feet on top of that to the pavement?
So it is the real one around the entire curve side is 50. I was unaware of that because I did not know that the entire road edge, even in my backyard, was still considered my front yard. I did not know that.
Is it fairly flat, or is it pretty steep slope?
Oh, it's a ditch. I mean, as far as like, it's a ditch. I mean, like,
okay, gotcha.
You get too far in, your car will turn over. I mean, you know, but that's 16 feet wide before that gets to my property line.
Right.
And so I've got, you know, if you scroll down, sorry, I did not mean to throw a hand gesture. string is my property line, and that is the ditch.
Gotcha.
To the side. Now, the red little circle there is where the edge of my pole barn is going to be.
Okay.
Or proposed to be, you know, which is quite a bit farther also than my neighbor's fence. But anyway, so that's really the reasoning for my pole barn was literally for privacy for a pool, green energy, and place for my kids for sporting stuff and everything like that, to have somewhere. Right now, they're in swim lessons. We go travel from Del Mar all the way to the YMCA in Salisbury for swimming. You know, we're all battling video games at this point in our lives and tablets and everything else. Congratulations on 5 years, too.
Thank you.
But that's what we're looking at.
How tall is it? I'm looking here.
What's that?
How tall is the pool building going to be?
10 feet. It's 10-foot ceiling.
Okay.
I couldn't actually tell you. I don't know that part.
There it is.
It will be shorter than the house.
Is there a homeowners association?
Yes, and I have approval in the attached documents that I was talking to Ms. Truitt about, where all the homeowner association did approve on their behalf, and I've got those documents with me too.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one, and then if you go forward, there's another one that the other three did somewhere in there. Right there. Down a little bit. There you go.
Questions?
How did you discover that you needed variances?
What's that?
How did you discover that you needed variances?
Actually, when Kristen with Planning and Zoning called me, I did not even know. We had applied for the fence and for the pool. When the pool guys came over to get the application, they said, hey, we got a big problem. Can we turn your pool? I was like, we can't do anything with that, because the only spot to be able to put my pole building on would be on this spot, because the place behind, the spare area behind the pool is for the spare septic area.
So they came out, the pole building company came out to look at where to put the pole building, and that's how the problem was?
No, it was the pool.
The pool?
Yeah, when they put the pool in, the guys were here at the office getting the permit for the pool.
And okay.
When they got the permit for the pool, they knew that we were originally going to do that. And on my original plot map, when we built the home, of course, we had another child, so things led to things, you know. But
congratulations.
Thank you. Just to go along with what we thought, but the original plan when we filed for this, for our home and everything, where the position of the home was going to be, was for, and it even says, pool and pole barn existing structure on one of the plot maps from the county.
So your pool guys were thinking ahead.
Pool guys were thinking ahead.
And kudos to them.
They wanted us to turn the pool, but the problem is that's my new spare area.
So is the pool installed now?
Pool's in.
And the fence is in?
Majority of the fence, but part of the pole barn is supposed to be the fence.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's where, if you go to the picture, I'm sorry.
But they've done nothing yet for the pole building?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. And... so, question for staff. If this were an intersection and a different road, would that be a 25-foot corner set?
If it was
15.
A regular 15? Corner lot, it's 15.
So because it curved instead of having an intersection with a separate road, they lost 35 feet.
Correct.
Well, they lost more because, they lost 35 more, because right. This one also has a larger, under their, I guess, their subdivision plan.
Their subdivision plan.
Had a 50-foot front yard setback. Which normally would be 30. Normally would be 30, 15.
Right.
Because they had a larger 50 foot.
They also have a 40 foot rear yard that wouldn't be typical.
It's like a double front.
It's zoning.
It's like a double front. Plus,
there's a lot going on there for setback.
Yeah. So bottom line is they lost 35 feet because of this curve in the road.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Discussion with your neighbors.
What's that?
Have you talked to your neighbors behind you? And
Yeah. My neighbor behind me, he's got, if you go to the other picture, he's got a fence that goes all the way to the edge of our property line. And he doesn't care. And then my neighbor next door to me, he's about best friends. He's head pro at Baywood.
Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. Is there well and septic? I don't even know if you said that or not.
Yes, well and septic.
Where are they located?
Well is...
North end of the property.
Well is right here.
In the front?
Yep. Septic is all this area, all the way to the back. That's why my spare area is here.
Okay, so the north side of the property is...
The entire north side of the property is my septic.
So that pushed some of the development, like the pool and the structure to the south?
My wife, when we were setting up the pool and everything, I said, I need to know how many feet it is as we're coming. I need to know how many feet it is as we're coming across due to everything. She was like, well, it's not important right now, but I was like, it is, because like literally every single thing, the width of the concrete around the pool, everything had to be exactly right to the edge of where we could put it, as close as in we could put it.
And looking at the way the house is oriented,
yes,
it would appear that you consider the west side of the property your front yard.
All the houses in my neighborhood are that same way.
And the south side would be kind of a side yard.
My side and back.
And I see on here it says greenhouse to be removed. Has that been removed?
It's in process. We did it during COVID for fun with the kids. My neighbor came over. We planted tomatoes, all that sort of stuff. And it, of course, I've got all the stuff taken down now. I'm getting rid of the frame. There's the picture right there.
I just want to make sure it said that on the site.
Oh, it's been removed. Yes, yes.
Okay. Very good.
It's been pretty cold out.
Thank you.
Has. That conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
You may have a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12907 for Brooke and Brittany Hudson and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12907 for Brooke and Brittany Hudson for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the front curvature of the roads. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I don't believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye, too. So they vote 5-0. Your case is approved.